Hi, I'm Lisa Basil.
And I am slightly bored already. This is probably a bad idea to do a podcast with you guys. Gary's got a sleepy face and I want to punch it. But since I can't punch it, he's making me sleepy. So it's a very punchable face he's got going on there. Also, the dialogue, which was a historical, basically before we start this podcast, they're going through.
Oh my gosh, this is the
historical reenacting of very specific details. This is how boring this is. You guys just went through some very specific details of facts and evidence of how Gary's not funny. And it was just weird that that's how we started before we started recording.
Okay, next.
I agree.
I don't even know what you're agreeing with, actually.
I have no idea.
But whatever it is, I'm offended.
Mm. And you are?
I'm a guy on this podcast.
And you're Gary.
Hey, who hasn't been here in a long time. None of us have been here in a long time.
That's
so
really true.
I forgot my name in this process. So Gary's not my real name. This is actually my performance
pseudonym?
Name.
Oh, so, you chose Gary, huh?
Wait. Like performance, like OnlyFans performance name. So like,
okay.
So if I wanted to find you on OnlyFans, it's under Gary. Just
it's
Gary,
just
by the
Gary.
Way. You're really popular on OnlyFans that you get a single name OnlyFans page.
Yeah, it's kind of like Prince. It's kind of like Prince,
Madonna.
Except a lot nerdier.
Okay. So. More ruffly shirts on your OnlyFans than Prince. That's what's happening. A lot more purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Yeah. This is great. I'm Ashley.
This is great.
And I'm Puerto Rican. Love you. Bye.
And welcome to Politically Corrected, a comedy podcast of politics, current affairs, and overall odd news.
Ashley, are you wearing a Puerto Rican hat?
Am I? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I like to wear my heritage on my head, much like Joe and his new hairdo. Looking as Italian as ever.
My new hairdo. It's true. Yeah, it's a little slicked back. Yeah, it does say PR on your hat, doesn't it? That is the.
It does.
Is what? Why not a flag? Like, is the Puerto Rican flag so unrecognizable that we have to just like put letters on there? And even then, do people even know?
Is that what you say to someone who has the USA on their hat? They're like, why not the flag?
Well, every time I see USA, I don't know what it means. So I'm like, I don't get it. underneath sanctimonious, that's what that stands for.
Seems like a failure of your educational system.
That's right. Well, that's because I live in America. What are the other letters for? I don't get it. So
this is true.
It didn't make any sense.
Hey, you guys, hey. I have to go grab something. I'll be right back.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Is this part of the podcast? Oh, okay.
So,
Oh, yeah, wait. This is, wait, your is, noise.
Hello!
What is she doing?
Hello!
What's happening?
I don't know, but it's not coming through her microphone.
All right.
I can't hear it.
No, it's not. She's covering her face.
You're covering the microphone.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Lisa, you didn't go anywhere. You just put a hoodie over your head.
Hello.
Nice.
Get with it. Play with me. It's
okay.
The shtick. We're in a segment.
Is it weird that I'm turned on a little bit?
What's weird is I had sex with the same ghost the night before. It's weird it's back.
I'm the ghost of Halloween past.
Oh, I see. We've done this bit.
I thought that after we did it the other night, ghost, you weren't going to come around anymore. I thought this was a one-time thing.
I come around every Halloween, and I can't leave until I hear how your Halloween was.
Oh,
okay,
I get it.
All right,
it.
So okay. Tell us about it, Gary or Ashley. You guys have little children.
Yep. So I didn't dress up this year.
How
at all.
Boring!
It's so boring.
Why didn't you dress up?
I didn't really have the motivation to dress up for Halloween this year. Usually,
how sad.
I know.
Why don't you try whiteface? Why don't you give whiteface a shot?
How racist!
That would have been it. I do have a Gary costume, but his clothes don't fit me. So,
because
I'm okay. Giant.
Why didn't you do an alteration?
Such a dramatic
ask. Voice is so weird.
It's so dramatic. It's such a dramatic.
This is a very old ghost from the 1930s.
It is. What were your kids? What were your kids?
Toby was Ash from Pokemon.
Mm. And... Oh, just like his parents, Ash.
I see, yeah.
Well, his parents are Ash, and he went to go get candy, like his mom. So,
hey. I see what you did.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay. His mom is named Candy.
And then he thought about touching himself like...
What?
No, nothing.
Okay.
I don't understand that
Why are you saying that?
Will be cut out of this podcast. Sure.
Touching themselves. Let's talk about touching themselves.
Oh, that's what Joe was talking about. I literally... Yeah. It cut out. As soon as you started making whatever comment that was not appropriate. So that's probably a good thing. And then Eli dressed up as Pikachu, which is really cute.
Oh, Pikachu!
Yep.
Pika,
and Emmanuel was a penguin.
So, oh, Emmanuel's such a little...
Why not a poke penguin?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, why was Manny a penguin? Oh, yep, I'm doing that. Just
I don't
so
know who the hell Manny is.
Joe and Gary, how was your Halloween?
Good, it was, Gary.
It was great. This voice is really annoying me.
So. I hope she does this the whole podcast.
Yeah. Not, I hope not. I hope it ends it soon.
So tell me about your Halloween.
It was good. Mandy and I went to Mandy's parents' neighborhood. And Caleb was a... Velociraptor.
16-year-old boy. Oh, nope. Velociraptor. Yes,
no,
yes.
He was not a 16-year-old boy. He was a Velociraptor Blue from the movie, I don't even know. From the movie Jurassic World something.
Domination.
Yeah, whatever it was. He every time someone would be like, oh, you're a dinosaur? He's like, no, I am a Velociraptor Blue from the Jurassic Park, blah, 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 the world. And I'm like, all right, kid.
That's your son, though. This is exactly, it's like mini you.
Your child is a cute little nerd.
He is a cute little nerd.
Oh, your son's a pain in the ass.
He is also, yes.
Can't just take a compliment. Well, what?
Joe, how was your Halloween?
It was great, except for, and I had to go to visit my oncologist.
Oh,
he kept doing that voice the whole time. And it was very awkward. So.
You have a cancer doctor.
I was just trying to think of the worst place for you to do that voice. Maybe when we were doing co-officiating a funeral, you did that voice the whole time while we co-officiated a funeral.
Okay.
Yeah, so. This is how you keep your marriage going, ladies and gentlemen, after 20 years.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing about your Halloween.
Mm. Oh, it's our pleasure.
Keep it spicy.
Until next year. Bye-bye.
Are you hot under that?
She is.
That was a long
Gary,
time.
No, Gary, she is.
What happened?
She is.
No, Lisa's back.
Hey, Lisa. Yeah.
Hey, I just had to step away for a second. You guys look really annoyed. You guys okay?
It's just them.
No, I think we started out annoyed and now we're really annoyed. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no,
okay. Nothing that happened while I was away.
You did become possessed by a ghost that was maybe the most annoying thing we've ever heard. So
no, I actually really liked it. I would say I didn't think you became possessed by a ghost. I think there was a sweatshirt on your face. I think that's what happened. There's a sweatshirt on your face.
I don't know, but I have I have some missing time. Mm. I don't remember the last. Like, how are we 10 minutes into this already?
Now I want to know who was the sweatshirt over the head for. That's what I want to know. Was that for you to get in character, or was that for us to believe the illusion?
She doesn't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but if I did know, I'd say a little from column A and a little from column B.
Just so you know, the missing time, the last 10 minutes, I feel like that every time I have a conversation with Gary. I'm like, oh, I feel like I just lost 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Maybe you should stop calling me so much.
That's very rude.
Nice. You should stop answering.
Hold me closer, British person.
In smaller people news, I don't know why. They feel small in my mind right now.
Probably because it's from Tiny Dancer.
The song. There's
subliminal
the
messaging. Yeah.
Putting it together.
A protester who threw eggs at King Charles III is now barred from carrying eggs in public.
That'll teach him.
Say it again. Say it again.
Ooh,
I want to hear it again.
So strict.
A protester who threw eggs at King Charles III is now barred from carrying eggs in public.
Hey, you! No more walking around with eggs. That's it. You're banned.
Oh, this is good.
It's a part of his bail condition.
I like it.
Can you believe that they had to scramble to get to that decision?
You're the worst.
Oh.
You know what? I'm not taking the bait. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you are.
Nope.
Here
nope,
it comes.
I'm not doing it. I'm
Here
not it doing it. I'm not that. Listen, that was not a yoke. That was a dumb okay. comment. And I'm not going to be a part of it. I refuse. So that's it.
Took a crack at it.
That seems like a challenge for eating eggs in the future. Do you have to only get them from Amazon? Is that the...
Yeah, you can't physically be carrying them, so they have to either be delivered or someone else has to buy them.
Please tell me there is an individual who is responsible for policing this person with the eggs. I want to know that this is a job that the crown has created.
This is actually how they punish everybody. So if you like murder someone, they're like, you do not get to walk around with a gun anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's
right. Well, that is actually true.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but if, yeah.
That was a really weirdly accurate statement. I don't know what was going on. You know what it's like? It's like when you commit a crime, they're like, you're going to get in trouble from now on. Like when they do that. Like, wait, that's already
happening. But he's right. The punishment does fit the crime in a sense.
Well, wait. According to Prince Charles... I love that he's like, you've been
King Charles, excuse you.
I love
King
that you're Charles. Like, you've been publicly humiliated. Someone threw eggs at you. We're not going to let him carry eggs. I'd be like, oh, you, we're doing more than that to this guy.
Exactly.
You kidding me?
That was this is like the gun debate, actually. Did the eggs hurt the person or was it the person carrying the eggs?
Well, I don't know. But if somebody egged me and I was the king and they're like, our punishment is no more carrying eggs. I'm like, oh, we're cutting off his Like, that's not even related. It's not even related.
I was thinking you were going to ban eggs in England.
No.
This is a better time we live in now.
No, this guy in the same country doing something to the same position, a king, only 100 years ago, is drawn and quartered.
They would have been dead.
If this happened in the U.S., what would the punishment be, you think?
Nothing. I've thrown eggs at cops before. No. It's been fine.
Remember when that guy threw the shoe at Bush, President Bush?
Yeah. I mean, but that was in another country.
He was also not allowed to carry shoes anymore. So
they say he's barefooted as we speak.
That's right. No, he's fine with them on his feet. But at the moment his hands get near the shoes, they tackle him like, no touching shoes with your hands.
So here's, you're going to love this. So he's a 23-year-old person who... now of a condition of his bail must stay 500 meters away from the king and isn't allowed to carry eggs in public with the exception of grocery shopping.
Oh, well, that's sweet of them.
So he didn't get punished is what you're saying.
But he works at a hatchery. so it makes it really difficult.
So he didn't get punished. Every time someone stops him, why you have eggs? I just went grocery shopping.
Yeah, right. I love if I were him, I'd carry around chicks. Just like little ones would just be like, now what? This is a version of this. What if I throw a chick at him?
Is it like any eggs, like fake eggs too? Or
like egg beaters, like the container.
Okay. Does it have to be?
Okay. I like that. Or like Easter bunny eggs.
Yes. Like Cadbury eggs.
That's what I'm saying.
Circle back, my love.
Yeah, Joe, I want to circle back to your comment about he should be holding chicks. Mm-hmm. What benefit does that him?
Oh, well, because it could hurt more when he throws them at the king.
Okay.
I mean, if we're picking what to throw at the king.
So it's just a different weapon.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like he's like, you know what? You know, just so you know, if I'm starting to throw full-grown roosters at you, this is bad for you. You should be excited about the eggs.
Because he wasn't allowed, because that's not exempt.
Right.
He could do that.
Right. That's because like there should be a scale of developmental process where you're like, well, these eggs have been fertilized, so they're technically not the eggs you can eat. Can I carry those? Because they will eventually become chickens. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some details there.
Yeah.
And I feel like King Charles, it's hard to even say that. King Charles has opened up his kingship, his rule, with a whiff. It's like, all right, so everybody knows when we do something horrible to the king, not much happens. Maybe don't start with that precedence. I feel like that's the wrong precedence to start with.
Well, he was arrested and his trial is still pending. He's just out on bail and can't carry eggs.
Okay. So he might actually get jail time.
He might.
That would be okay.
But he won't be allowed to have eggs.
Yeah, that's
true. He throws eggs at the prime minister. Let's just be honest. Different one actually has real authority. He throws eggs at the prime minister. What happens?
Dead.
No.
Tackled.
Seriously,
shot,
though, if he's
dead.
Running yeah. towards the prime minister with
That's
something in
true,
his hand,
actually.
He probably would yeah. get shot. Like, can you imagine trying to throw an egg at the president? You'd probably get shot.
Yeah, if you threw an egg at the president, what would happen to you?
I no, you just know. Get tackled.
You'd get tackled for sure.
Like, what if they thought it had toxins in it? Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah,
like,
right. You know, like, it could be anything you're throwing at him. They're not going to shoot him, though.
You could oh, I'd shoot the shit out of that dude if he's trying to.
Well,
no,
you would, but I don't think Joe. They would just shoot anybody. If
there was a guy, if a guy went to high five the president, I'd shoot him. It's just like, don't even raise your hand. Let's do look dangerous. Don't even do it.
Ridiculous.
If you blew a kiss at the president.
Maybe you shouldn't be a Secret Service agent.
Like you could be like breathing gosh. Like the most vicious disease on the planet by blowing me a kiss. COVID. Oh, I shudder to think about yeah. it.
Mm. Yeah. You know, if it was Biden, though, he tried to catch the egg.
Oh.
With his face. I like that you say tried.
Yeah.
He would
yeah.
have tried to catch the egg.
Yeah.
It's malarkey.
I would say that I'm walking it back. They would Ooh. Not shoot him. They should not shoot him for the guy who egged the king. Because the reality is they don't carry guns. And what they should have done is the moment that happened, there should have been like 900 slips of disapproval that they wrote notes to him being like, we didn't approve yeah. this. We didn't like it. And
he like Hall Moderners.
Yeah, like we're just like, he's just all of a sudden just like overwhelmed with slips of disapproval. It's like, oh.
Signed Secret Service agents.
That's right.
Yeah,
we do not like this.
Sincerely.
Sincerely. They actually ended up creating more jobs out of the situation. That's what they did.
Yeah.
You know, yep. Socialist.
There we go. So we should society. Applaud him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. somebody's got to monitor him. So there was an ad out for
There's a
egg
job.
Monitor.
Mm-hmm. Egg monitor.
Egg monitor's in. That's a real, it's a real gig now.
Yep.
It's a real thing. What's going on there? I feel like somebody said, hey, don't do that again. Or at least not one more time.
Bad.
Yeah. Bad.
At least not one more time.
At least not one more time. Because then, if you do this again, just so you know, we're gonna really seriously think about you not being able to buy eggs. You mean I won't be able to buy eggs? No, I didn't say that. So we're going to think about it. You not being able to buy eggs.
Be a consideration.
That's right. We're going to talk about it. I mean, come on. Yeah. That's not right. I love that some people are like, yeah, that felt good. That seemed right.
Yeah. Meaning,
you know, okay. It's funny is I just saw a video where somebody was like, what's up, Post Malone? And he comes up to the window and he's like, hi, and he's being real nice. And then the guy in the back seat video is like, you suck. I think your music sucks. And Post Malone just turns with his very innocent face like, ow, that's not nice. Like, that's like, he just said, it's like, wow, what?
And like, I'm a person. Why'd you say that
I feel
to
like
me?
That's what this is. Someone's like, you suck, yeah. King. You suck. And I don't like you and you suck. Yeah. And then, you know, and Charles is like, ow. Like,
no eggs for you.
I literally haven't that's done hurtful. Anything yet.
California dreaming.
In egging policeman news?
This is kind of a misleading song because it's not really about California. It's just that Twitter's headquarters are in California.
Not for long.
Yeah, right. That's going to Texas, baby.
Elon Musk, I have been, since we have not met this month or since the middle of October, I have been tracking Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter.
Mm.
And it is a mess. Mm. I'm sure yeah. you guys have all been tracking it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I read about it all the time.
I actually follow Elon
you
Musk.
Can't.
I actually like reading his tweets. They're interesting.
First of all, before we continue, Joe, do you have an empty can that you
yes,
keep touching?
He does.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yep. That. Right. That's it. Yep. I was thinking the same thing. I'm looking to have to edit that out.
Oh, that's nope, such a edit that out. Mighty Ducks 2 villain thing to do.
I spilled some on myself. Okay.
Joe,
oh, yeah,
Gary.
You did. Yeah.
Gary, since I talked about it, you don't have to edit it out now. So oh, there you okay. go.
Gary,
Joe, but I'm
about to egg you.
Just yeah, to
go ahead.
Be cautious, Joe. Can you just throw that can somewhere away from
Joe's
your body?
Joe's not allowed to carry cans anymore.
He's not.
Just so
he'll
you know,
either touch them.
I'm putting
or
it over here.
Them.
Like the can is being removed. There now. I do not have the can in my hands. I do not have the can in my hands. But someone left a stapler over here.
<Uh-oh>. What?
I don't know. It's just over here. Someone who rubbed
I'm
this
not,
around.
I'm not threatened by a stapler
oh, good.
Unless
I'm
you're going to be drinking from it.
Nope. No, I'm not. This is fine. All these,
oh
this
my
is
gosh.
Good.
You're the worst. So Twitter is just going crazy. And by the time that this podcast airs, I don't know what's going to happen. Because not only did, let's see, what What even happened?
So what is
Elon
happening
took,
here?
Purchase took
Elon
place.
Took over Twitter, fired and laid off a whole bunch of people.
Talked about
then
it.
He then fired people.
It's not 75% though. He took down the top
four. No, not that many, but a huge amount of people. Then he just recently tweeted, "Hey, if you are remote working and refuse to come in, resignation accepted."
Yep.
He also has gotten rid of, or he, I'm sorry, for the blue checkmark verification, anyone can have it now for $8 a month.
Good.
However, some people felt like, well, then how do we know if it's really the real person? And he's like, yeah, okay, so then we'll do a gray checkmark for an official Twitter for those who are like famous.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
so far, everything you said, I like.
Yep,
I'm trying to figure out what the story is.
I see no problem.
I really like what's happening.
See no problem.
He also said that free speech, it's free speech, right? Yep. But after many comedians, including Kathy Griffin, were mocking him.
Kathy Griffin is not a comedian. Please do not put her in that category.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Many people changed their name to Elon Musk and just started mocking him. Well, that got suspended.
Well, yeah, that's identity theft. Identity theft is not a joke, Lisa.
Yep. Can't pretend to be someone else. Come on.
Yeah, because free speech has limits. So, which is what he's been saying.
Well, it actually does. You cannot yell fire inside a crowded building. So that's actually not protected by
free speech. Then that's not real free speech then.
That's actually in the law. I'm telling you that it really is a law.
No, I believe it's a law. I'm just saying. It's then not really just free speech then.
Right, he should change mostly free speech.
Mostly free speech.
So this is the same thing as Trump saying people have free speech, but they can't make fun of me. So how is this different with Elon saying you have free speech, but you can't make fun of me?
Say you are like me and who's an actual advocate of free speech on this group.
An actual advocate.
Me and the ghost. Anyways, but this is just like free speech. But if you're impersonating me, is that free speech or is that fraud?
Or parody.
Well, no. Well, if you actually present yourself as a parody of me, no problem. Like if you're letting people know isn't actually me.
Their handle's the same. It said at Kathy Griffin, but she just changed the front name to Elon Musk. But it wasn't at Elon Musk. It was at Kathy. Because you can change, you know, your name to whatever you want. Everyone knew it was her account.
First of all, the three people that follow Kathy Griffin, which one of them reported this that she got banned? I don't know who that was. You should be able to make fun of somebody. I think that's great. But the funny part is I don't like the idea of you ever trying to pretend to be me. Even if it says at Kathy Griffin, you actually have to look at the handle to find that. Do you know that?
It's right there next to the name, though. It's not hidden.
No, it's below. But
the handle. Where's the handle? I can't find the handle.
She's trying to pretend to be Elon Musk so that anybody will listen to her. But the problem is nobody wants to listen to her, but we're all going to see her next Tuesday. So.
Okay. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I get it. I'm disappointed. Disappointed in Mr. Musk.
Oh,
what's
your disappointment?
Well, what does he have to do with Twitter?
He owns it now.
I know.
Well, then what was that question?
Yeah.
You know, like his whole thing was to go to space and make electric cars.
He's still doing that.
Okay. Still is.
And, yep.
No, I know, but why concern yourself with something like this? This is why buy Twitter? It makes. Yeah, why? I don't understand why.
Why he bought it?
Gary?
Yeah.
Gary?
Yeah.
If your whole deal is to be a father, why are you concerning yourself with being a music worship pastor?
No. Okay, but the thing is,
you are interest shaming him. Do you have multiple interests, you piece of what's going on?
I suppose, but he's making a muddle of it. Just stick to the building cars. Mm.
Is that like a wet muggle?
He's muddling it up.
I think that there's multiple layers to this. One, extreme liberals hate him, and even some regular liberals hate him. Mm. I think that he's in a position right now where he took over a terribly run company.
Yes.
And he is trying to fix it. But first, he has to find ways to save money because they're bleeding money. And so
they are.
You know, this other stuff with like Kathy Griffin and the irrelevant,
who?
You know, people that do quote-unquote comedy.
Parody.
Yeah, well, yeah. The other thing about that, too, Lisa, I don't know if it says it in the article, but I think he said that it's okay to make it and it make fun of him as long as it says, or anybody, as long as it says parody right. account on it.
As long as it's declared parody it's okay.
They're trying to infringe on his fame.
Well, they're right. They're trying to also avoid, like,
impersonate,
you know, copying and fake accounts and doing all that stuff. So I think that it gets spun a certain way where it's like, oh, Elon is an idiot for having gotten into this whole deal in the first place. But I actually think it's just one of those things where he's taken over a bad, terribly run company. There's part of me that's like a pretty big Elon fan, and I think he could do something good with the company, but he's just getting all over the media circuit. So
I find it interesting that Daniel Radcliffe and J.K. Rowling's weighed in on this as well. And they're all like, listen, when a non-magic person plays in water after the rain and they muddle it all up, they're like, and that's what he's doing. He's like a non-magic person, like it's a muggle playing in a puddle and they're muddling. And so this is what we don't like about it. So I thought that was interesting in their take on it. But I think, I would say, I'm very entertaining myself right now.
Apparently you've never heard the word muddle before.
That tone was amazing. Did Eeyore just
Gary's
get on
like,
this podcast?
Shut the hell up.
Do you have a tail nailed into your a-hole right now? That was the Eeyore-ish I've ever been. First of all,
I just think that it's funny that you're making fun of a real word that's being used instead of like you're making it seem like it's a made up word of two different words.
I think
but really it's just a real word. That maybe you didn't know.
It's maybe just when your sad voice says things, it feels like we should make fun of words.
Okay. To back up Gary here, I just Googled muddle and there are two verbs and one noun. So the verb is to bring into a disordered or confusing state. Mm-hmm. So I fear he has muddled the message. Mm-hmm. Number two is to mix a drink. So that's cool.
What Gary meant.
And then that's the noun is an untidy and disorganized state or collection.
And three, a non-magic person playing in a puddle in the universe of
that
Harry
is
Potter.
Not on here.
That's also part of it.
You should add that though.
Maybe it's in the Potter wiki pages.
Wiki page for sure.
Urban Dictionary.
First of all, Elon Musk is a freedom fighter for free speech. And
I think
he has done almost as much for social media as Instagram influencers. Not quite on that level, but he's working on it. You know, he doesn't have quite that kind of power or pull at this point. But I like that. First of all, it's all for money. Let's all be honest. He didn't buy Instagram to save free speech, but I do like that he
Twitter.
Sorry, thank you.
Right?
Yeah, he bought Twitter. But anyway, so
he didn't buy Instagram, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't buy Instagram. But I think it's more about his personal life, and I think it's just he spent $44 billion to make sure to just protect his personal life, and mostly to protect his husband. So I think it's really just to protect Detective Grimes, because Detective Grimes is a straight shooter and he's a straight tweeter too. Detective Grimes, he don't care. He don't give a he just tweets what he wants to tweet. So
he's
can't
like
stop
Honey
him.
Badger.
He's like Honey Badger. He don't care. He'll just tweet whatever he wants. Grimes, you want to share some of your most recent tweets?
Yeah.
These are Grimes tweets. These are tweets from Detective Grimes. There we go.
I'm excited for this. Let's go.
All right. Pick a
don't
topic.
Don't muddle it up.
What do you want to? What tweet do you want to know about? What did Grimes tweet? Give me a recent topic, and we'll get it. Well, and Grimes will read his tweets.
New York.
About New York. Okay.
All right, it's good to be back here. Thank you guys for having me back on the podcast. I did tweet about New York recently, and I just want to say, New York, first of all, I love you. It's definitely my home city. I appreciate being there. And I would say New York...
Isn't Grimes Canadian? Oh, go ahead.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know that shit. Grimes is... Grimes, sorry.
Talking in third
person. No, that's right. No. New York. My most recent tweet was, New York is as kind to illegal immigrants as Trump is to DeSantis. Grimes out. Oh. That's my tweet.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. That was a very good tweet about New York.
Yeah. Well, you told me New York. I'm telling you what the tweet was about. Don't ask so Grimes what I'm tweeting about and then tweet shame me for what you wanted me to tweet about.
Oh, wow.
What else?
Free speech.
Grimes also gets more than 140 characters, apparently.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true. I mean, when you're banging the boss, good things happen. Oh, you gotta go banging the boss.
Okay.
All right.
Good things
happen. So, what did you say?
You guys
free
have
speech?
A topic for Detective Grimes?
Yeah, we got a quick topic. I gotta go.
Yeah,
can't
Elon,
be very
Elon
long.
Musk.
Elon
oh.
Musk. Well, Elon Musk is all emojis, and it's just delicious. He's delicious. That's it. That's all I got for that.
This week.
That was my tweet. I tweet that every day. Any other topics before I get out of here?
I don't know. Are they together right now? I don't think they're together.
Whoa,
they
whoa,
kind of
whoa.
Wait, they're
no,
together.
No.
Whoa. Are you kind of together
Uh-oh.
Right
we
now?
We are together right now. This is
oh,
happening.
All right.
Listen, just don't
okay.
believe
this
everything.
This is happening.
Don't believe
okay.
everything you read on Twitter. Okay? All right.
And I feel like there's a distinct difference between Detective Grimes and Grimes the singer.
What?
So.
Well, yeah. That's hurtful.
What are you talking about?
I feel like I feel like my resume shouldn't be on trial here right now. So maybe I like you know I was listening to the podcast before I came on. I realized interest shaming is your thing. Can I also be a detective and a singer? Why do I have to pick one? I don't know. Any other topics? Any other tweets you want to hear from me before I go?
I think you're good.
I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Okay, guys. Thank you guys for being here. Go easy on my husband. He is protecting free speech around the globe, and I love it. You should see his wiener. It's fantastic. Bye.
Wow. I learned so much.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That was good for me.
I can't tell if Grimes is a woman or a man. I'm just going to come out there and
you
say
can't,
that.
I feel
huh?
like you don't need to no. make that distinction in today's world. It doesn't really matter. People don't really care.
Mm. Okay. Well, I care.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's important to know.
Mm.
So
okay, now I'm going to unpack that. Why? Okay, why?
How about we just move to the next story?
Okay. Hey. Right. Right. Just...
And we'll have fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
In songs that annoy me news.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was
one
where I
that's
started it too high,
song.
And then I went comedy
no,
with
I think
it.
You were right.
Because I
right
couldn't
there.
Finish
no,
it
no,
right.
that was not you that annoys it. Me. That actual song annoys me.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault that the song's
oh, okay.
annoying.
All right.
So it's your fault you chose that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
there's
is
some shame
not a to, good
there's some
idea.
Shame you should own for sure. Mm-hmm. Just not your voice. It's gorgeous.
So
gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. The song I picked is an odd choice. I wrote this a while ago and I'm like, why did
she
I
just
pick
wanted
this?
To get
oh.
it in?
It's happening.
She
it's
just
because,
wanted to get that song in.
It's because the story is about fast speeds. So
what? That's a weird way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Fast speed.
That's a weird pairing of
it's
words.
A little redundant, but okay.
But there's slow speeds.
Yeah, I guess there are. It's just really weird. Yes. I feel like there's a lot of other ways you could have said that.
You could have said fast
or okay. slow.
This is about going fast.
There you go.
I should have done a
you
song from Talladega Nights.
No, yeah. There she is. This is what we're talking about. That's right. That's what it should have been.
So the story is that Apple's new crash detection feature for the iPhone 14 and the Apple Watch is calling 911 when people ride roller coasters.
Awesome. Mm. That's great, actually. I like it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to detect when users get into a crash and help them reach emergency services, but it seems to be overreacting in some cases and calling 911 when they're on a roller coaster, which begs the question, are roller coasters safe?
No, it's fine.
We are.
Okay.
We are asking that question now.
I think
2022.
I think it begs the question of what are your parameters for what's a crash? Because if it's only going off on a roller coaster, what about when you slam on the brakes? Like it can't determine
well,
impact.
I mean,
I was thinking about that too, and I think it is when a roller coaster goes upside down in a circular motion, it kind of right and G-force, and then it's representing like maybe your car's rolling
right.
or flipping.
Well, no, so. I understand the most extreme circumstances. What about the less extreme circumstances? Is it not picking up that stuff?
I don't
like
think
a regular
so.
Fender bender, something like that.
Well, just about this. Well, think
do you want it to? Do you want to call 911 when you run into the back of a
no,
guy?
No, my whole point is like
You can do a head-on collision that doesn't roll your car over. Is it not calling when it's abruptly stopped? That's my point.
Oh, I think it probably depends on the speed and then the halt of the
speed. Yeah, it has. I'm sure it has parameters around it.
Okay, I'd be curious because, like, what if I just took my phone and I whipped it against the ground? Would it be like, you just been in a car accident? I'm calling the police.
That's true.
That's a good. That's true. I don't know how they know that. I don't know how they know that, but apparently they do.
Well, they are always listening too. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know why. G-force, it's today I'm obviously making fun of words that exist, but you're like, it's G-force, but that felt like a
G-force.
It felt like
G-force.
Yes, it felt like Apple has released a new team to help you with crashes, and they're called G-force.
Help you with crashes.
Like if you crash and you're in your there's all of a sudden you're like is this 911? Nope, it's G-Force. We've noticed that your iPhone has been turned upside down. But wait a second. I turned my iPhone upside down. No, it was turned upside down when it was on a roller coaster. G-Force has been detected. We're sending emergency units to you right now.
The emergency units, though, with G-Force are just to fix your iPhone. They don't help you.
Oh, no, they don't care. You're bleeding out, but they want to make sure your phone's good.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then they...
Because 911 is called, but also G-Force. That's right. Come out and they're like the Geek Squad.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
They'll come out and
what is
fix your
what's
iPhone.
The G stand for, though?
Google?
Google Force.
Google
and just, Apple.
Yeah. That's what they're throwing you off.
It's a merger.
They're throwing you off. This is you wouldn't expect it. Like, like you're the Google Force.
Their chief competitor.
Yeah.
Google.
Wow. No, that like literally would throw like it'd throw them so massively off, be like, what? This is we're Google Force. We're not Google. We're Google Force. And so
wait,
from Apple.
Say the difference.
Not just
say
straight Google, because then that would be like ripping it off, but they're Google Force, which is different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spelled okay.
differently. And it's also spelled G-E-W-G-L-E.
Google.
Yeah, it's Google.
Google.
Giggle, hey guys.
Our and notice your giggle. Phone was turned upside down once, and so we're coming to you right now to work on your phone.
It's a bunch of Valley Girls that run it.
Oh my gosh. It's so amazing.
Oh my god, great. Are you guys okay? Oh. I'm giggle.
Oh my gosh.
I got a piece of gum. You want a piece of gum on your way?
Yeah. I noticed this guy's so dead. Where should I put his phone? Well, make sure you put it nice next to his hand.
It's giggle.
Ew, gross. I don't like dead people.
Ew. There's blood on that.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, guys. Look. It's so disgusting. What, is his head exploded? No, look at his pants and shirt.
Ew.
Don't match it off.
It doesn't match.
He's wearing... oh, my gosh. No. Look, everybody, look. Hurry up. Look around.
You should call the fashion police. Ew.
He's wearing Crocs. It's like the knockoff of Crocs.
Crocs?
Ew.
Crocs.
Ew, Crocs.
Oh. He's wearing Adidas with with the Kanye design. Ew.
Ew. Ew. But he is wearing White Lives Matter, which is fine in our world. That's fine with us. We're okay with that. That's fine. That's okay.
Because he's from Giggle. Because he supports Giggle.
And he used to live in Calabasas.
Giggle.
So, yeah.
Giggle Force.
That's okay.
I feel like you guys kind of want to do the rest of the podcast.
We
kind of
want to do it.
Ew. Governor DeSantis. Ew.
Ew. Are you going to fix
this? Do you
want to
try
phone?
The next segment and see what happens?
No. No, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm fine.
All right.
Giggle.
Man voice.
So, shoot.
Switch.
Man voice. You need to get back into it so you're not stuck.
Yep.
Now you're in New York.
Wait a second. We already tweeted about this.
These streets will make you feel brand new. Big lights will inspire you.
Ooh.
In rejecting illegal immigrants news?
New York vows to fight rats on their home turf.
That's what they're going to do with the illegal immigrants. They're enlisting illegal. They say, we'll take you now, but you're on Rat Squad. That's the payment.
Rat
you're
squad.
Now part of Rat
Squad. I'm pretty sure Joe's family also goes on Rat Squad.
What?
Oh.
What? I don't know what you mean. I'm curious.
What,
I make the connection. What is it?
Don't the mafia try to get rid of rats? People who rat out on
that is
them?
Not what that sounded like. It sounded like all my siblings' homes are infested and filthy with rats. Joe, your siblings, your sisters and brother and all of them, they're disgusting rat people.
Your family's dirty.
Rat people.
They literally, every night, they stand in front of their children's doors to fight off the rats that are in their home to get their babies.
They go and they whack the rats.
That's a euphemism in certain areas.
Yeah.
What were you doing over there, Frank?
For killing.
I was whacking a rat. I was whacking my rat. Oh, gross.
My. Ew. See, now you changed it.
Is that what they call? Is that what they say?
He's whacking the rat.
I feel like that's not
hey,
what they
Frankie,
say.
Hey, Frankie, stop whacking the rat.
No, I'm pretty sure it's more like a cannoli.
Oh. Cannoli.
Mouse.
Okay.
I call him mouse.
I got your cannoli right here.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
I like that they said, they're going to fight him on their own turf. And I'm thinking,
what other
you
turf
mean
is there?
All of New York?
Yeah, what other turf is there?
Like,
they're so sick of dragging the rats into the country.
Yeah.
But how can you tell?
I noticed that you were bussed here from Texas and Florida. And I noticed that you're kind of strong. You're on Rat Squad.
Do you guys want to hear how they're really tackling this issue?
Oh, I figured it out already.
Okay, tell us.
Okay. They started conducting experiments with 4 different types of turtles.
Oh, and, there it is. I like it.
Right?
Yep. Like and it, then they raised one of the rats to be like, you know, the master rat.
Okay.
And so now they're going to go and take these turtles out. Wait till they're teenagers. So we got to wait about 15 years and take them to the streets to take down this rat infestation. So
I saw this movie. It's called The Notebook. It's great.
It's so good. It's not that simple.
Ew, no, start. You're not even close. I'm so sorry. Okay. Anyone else have a guess?
I thought it was a great hypothesis.
So wait, so
though.
We have the turtles. We have the Rat Squad. Gary, you wanna lend a guess here?
How they're going to get rid of them?
Yeah, on their own turf.
How they're going to fight them on their own turf.
Yeah, they're going to be on their own turf.
Because they've been fighting them in Europe. All the New Yorkers have been fighting them in Europe. So now they're going to fight them in New York.
Who gets home court advantage now?
Rat bitches.
You know what, guys? We've been taking so many losses here in Europe fighting these rats. I think we need to fight them on our own turf.
Where are these rats... Were these rats infesting?
Oh my gosh, New York Stock Exchange.
That's actually why they're in New York. They're in New York to invest.
Oh, they're investing
in the stock market.
Infestations.
Yes.
Right.
Wall Street.
Listen, these rats have been investing, and we are literally losing profit by the minute with all these rats investing. And you know what? And I'm sick of doing battle with them with the euro and with the pound. You know, across the pond. And so we need to bring them here and deal with them with the US dollar.
I'm That's taking losses happening. On cheese over here.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see what you did there.
All right, Lise, what's really going on?
Yeah, well, starting on April 1st, so this isn't yet.
April Fool's Day?
Starting April 1st in
effing kidding
2023.
Me? Are you effing kidding me? It's on April Fool's Day. They're starting a rat fight.
Yeah.
New Yorkers will be fined for putting their trash on the curb before 8 p.m. instead of the current 4 p.m.
Wait.
And if you don't, listen to that, if you don't obey that law, they will take watches away from you.
I thought they just wouldn't let you take the garbage out anymore.
That's right. So like,
you are not allowed to take garbage out.
They're trying to limit 4 hours of garbage being out on the curb.
Oh, you are battling them at their own turf now.
On their own turf.
So are you telling me New Yorkers, because they're obviously picking the trash up the next day, right? I mean, let's all be honest, right? Nobody's getting a nighttime pickup.
Right.
So
I don't know. When I went to New York, all I know is there at
trash
nighttime
on the street
there
everywhere.
Is garbage everywhere.
No, all the time. Yeah.
So,
not just nighttime. Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah. New York is a dirty,
smelly.
Dirty city.
New York smells.
It does smell.
It smells bad.
It really
terrible.
Does. No,
don't go
not,
there. How
lying.
Do you live there?
I've never been there.
Oh, it stinks. Have you ever been in the meat district in Chicago?
Yeah.
It smells like that. No. It really does smell like the meat district.
Uh-huh.
It's gross.
Actually, it just smells like urine. Have you ever been into a parking garage in California?
Ooh, yes.
Smells
like
that.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's a good smell.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stings the nostrils.
So they're obviously for the next day. My thought is one of two things. Apartments are so small in New York that the best move is just to throw the trash out on the street. Because otherwise, it's seeming like they're really responsible. They're putting their trash out the night before. And they're just like, so are New Yorkers just these really responsible people? I don't think so. I think you're having such small space. And the weird part is, I don't know if you know this, like they don't have garbage cans. A lot of times there's just bags out there.
It's just
gross
bags
of trash.
Yeah.
So it's not even like you have these containers that the rats would have to fight through to get to.
Because there's no space to hold your container when they have the garbage picked up.
Yep. So their big move is 4 hours. So rats are all like, all of a sudden rats are like, What the hell are we going to do?
We're just dying 4 hours of hunger.
4 hours of eat time.
I'm dying.
This is crazy. And you know New Yorkers, they're going to follow the rules.
Right. They actually got together and had a council. What is wrong with me?
You're
no,
fine.
No. They just all got together through. And they're no, playing on the
they PS5. They all together and they had a council
about
it.
It's a video game council. Mm-hmm. And they got their controllers. Council. And they're like,
no, Joe, shush. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Gary. You got it. Okay. Go.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate Lisa and her support of me.
That's good counsel.
She's beginning to you know, it's a consolation. Go ahead.
So they got together. They're having a council about it. And they're very upset about these 4 hours. They don't know mm-hmm. what they're going to do about it because mm-hmm. it's upending ratdom everywhere.
This is
so
what
very,
are they going to do?
Lisa, this is what you interrupted me for.
I know,
that.
But what are you going
to do? Hey, I didn't say it was any good. I was going to start with a council and let you guys go from there. But then I said console.
That's it.
And then,
yep.
Yeah. So
I want to know, Gary, in that council, what are they going to do to fight back on their turf?
They're going to change daylight savings time to add 4 hours to New York.
Shoot.
That's how they're going to do
That's
it.
A great idea.
We'll just add 4 hours like to it. Daylight savings. By the way, we control the stock exchange. We've been investing more than anybody else. We have this kind of power.
I have an idea. I think at the council, they said, you guys, we're all a little overweight anyways. So I think we should go on this intermittent fast where you start eating at 8 p.m. Mm. This is good for us, guys.
Oh, man. Then they're going to get stronger than ever. Yeah. They're going to lose weight.
Right?
And
they might mutate.
Yep.
They're going to be so
a
fit.
Army. Oh, they're going to take over New York.
So, yeah, this 4 hour thing actually really hurt New York.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And,
see?
And it was weird because New York
people.
Was like, we're going to take care of this on our own turf. We're like, oh, damn it. We should have kept doing this in Ethiopia where the fight really started. So we brought it home because they're basically like New Yorkers are dumb about war. Like, guys, we
I
can
feel
fight.
Like Ethiopia has no trash.
Gosh, that's funny because they're all starving to death, Lisa. So they don't have any. That's hilarious.
Like not that they're starving to death,
they
but
are.
That they make use of everything that they have because they don't have an abundance like New Yorkers might.
Including the unwanted humans. They make use of that as well.
Food.
Delicious.
Specifically food. They're throwing out food. That's what the rats are eating.
I love that New York is all like, guys, we could fight a horrible war in someone else's land, or we could fight it on our own land. They're like, let's bring it home so we can fight here. This is what we want to do on our home turf. They're not really
home
smart.
Home turf.
Basically, what they should be doing is shipping the rats everywhere else. That should be their big move. Instead of,
that's a good idea.
Or
they're diseased.
Yeah, well, that's like what happens.
Are you thinking about shipping them for food purposes? Like you want to ship dogs or cats to other countries?
Yes.
Is that what you're thinking?
I am
thinking
also
of?
Thinking of that. I am actually. I am thinking
so
of
I
this
thought.
As well.
Ethiopia needs food and New York needs to get rid of the rats.
So bad. Mm-hmm. Instead of wasting food and throwing out the food, we should get food to Ethiopia.
How about this? If you shipped rats out to the middle of the ocean, and you sank the ship.
I love it.
Would the rats be able to get back?
You know they would. You know they would.
Rats can swim.
Could we breed sharks that like rat meat? And then
they get the taste for the
they
rats.
Get the taste for the rats.
And then they
and
come
then,
oh, into
and
like
then
dark.
They go into the sewers and they eat the rats
but
in the sewers.
What happens when the sharks grow legs?
I like it.
Then they're
like
called
it.
Alligators.
Okay. I'm just saying, you start messing with stuff.
Then you bring lions in.
No, I like this. This is the ecosystem. This is how you work it out.
Eat the legged sharks. Okay.
Yes.
No, you actually need to mess with the ecosystem. Be like, what eats rats?
Okay.
Okay, so let's get really big cats.
Mongoose. Oh, wait, no, they...
Because I'm telling you...
Really big cats.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, wait. I skipped snakes.
Okay, snakes.
Eat the rats.
Let's start with snakes.
Mongoose eat the snakes.
I like this.
So you want to release a bunch of snakes in New York.
That's what they did in Florida.
Get these snakes out of this.
How many snakes have caused a plague? How many snakes have caused a plague? Zero. So you're
all
already upgrading by just going from snakes, from rats to snakes.
Satan, Genesis, sin. Thank you.
Well, I mean, not every snake is Satan. Mm-hmm. That's a story of
that's
like what
true,
he did.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
Man, Ashley just dropped a bomb.
Knowledge bombs
I mean,
all day.
The snake has caused
all death.
Which is great because you want the rats to die. So actually it sounds like he's advocating for snakes.
You're right. That's perfect. Right. Next door nonsense.
Oh. Sure, why not?
This comes from the best of Next Door on Twitter while they're still there.
Oh.
Don't even. I thought Twitter's gonna be bigger than it's ever been before.
Yeah. And, I guarantee it.
And the release date is coming. I'll tell you when that's
Elon's gonna actually going to buy Next Door Nonsense next.
I like it.
Or Next Door next. And then change it to Next Door Nonsense.
Next Door Nonsense? We would be so rich. Oh
yeah.
It'd be amazing. We're up for sale if you want to buy us.
Yep. Just $1 million. That's it.
That's it for each of us.
Steal.
Here's what we got from Next Door Nonsense here. We got wanted to borrow an orange cat. I want to borrow an orange cat for 24 to 48 hours to have lasagna dinner with my Garfield-loving 4-year-old and 2-year-old children. I will return your cat happy and cared for. The cat will not be required to eat the lasagna if contraindicated. Please, no feral cats. And please take your cat back at the end. Not looking to adopt. Thank you. An increasingly desperate but not crazy mom of two with no friends that own an orange cat.
Oh no, you're crazy.
Okay. What do you guys think? Seems normal.
It seems so normal.
Yep.
I like how she had to qualify at the end that she's not crazy.
Not crazy.
I just need to borrow your orange cat for a little bit. I will not feed it lasagna.
Yeah.
If you don't, I won't.
If you can, I'll
feed it.
Oh, I would show up in an orange cat costume and be like, where's the lasagna?
Oh.
Just like a full massive one.
So where are your children?
We doing this or not? We doing this or not? What's happening right now? You just said an orange cat. You made no other clarifications about this. So I'm ready
to do this.
Well,
it can be feral. So well,
I'm not
right.
Feral.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Unless I was Will Ferrell dressed as an orange cat, which I'm not. Or Colin Farrell.
All right.
It's just me in an orange cat costume. And now you have to do it in a very low voice. You just knock on the door. Hey, we doing this? Where's
your children? Where's the lasagna?
Why you got to be so gropey with it? I was just going lasagna. All of you guys went gropey with it. I'm like,
well,
I'm an asexual cat who likes lasagna.
No, it says in there that the cat is supposed to have dinner with the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old.
Right.
There's children involved in
this. I know.
It's not just about feeding a cat lasagna.
I don't have to be a cat that is I don't have to be a petophile. You know, somebody's pet cat.
Ooh,
so I don't have to be a petophile to, you know, want to eat lasagna.
That's
true.
Okay. I don't think anyone actually said anything about inappropriately touching a child.
Yeah, we just said.
So I don't know where you got that from.
I don't know. Maybe the giant implication of all you guys grinding and making hump noises. Like, lasagna, children.
Are you talking about, you gross human?
Where the hell have you eaten lasagna? That's what I want
to
know.
Not enough places. That's why I'm willing to buy a cat costume. Because I've not had enough lasagna.
Goodness gracious, man. I love it.
So yeah, I hope she found a cat. I hope she found that cat. I really
do. You do.
Yeah,
you want that. You want those kids to have an orange cat lasagna
dinner.
Would
you let someone borrow your cat, Gary?
Yeah, and I would let them keep that cat and never give them.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
I will
never ever be owning a cat.
Okay.
So
how about this? Let's just for the sake of pet owner dynamics, would you ever own a dog? Let's start there. Would you ever own a dog?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever let someone borrow your dog?
So like Odie. So it would be Odie instead of Garfield.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is this an orange dog?
Sure. Let's go yes. Would you let them borrow it?
No. No.
What if it was a black dog?
Maybe.
Oh, that's racist.
That's racist, bro. What are you doing?
He went super racist.
Oh, God.
He went so racist.
It was a black dog.
Late.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Too late. He was giving it up the moment they said it was a black dog. Oh, yeah.
What if it was Dalmatian?
Oh. I don't know.
What if it was really furry?
Okay, we're getting...
what if it was hairless?
I just care about the color,
okay.
That's all.
All right, Ashley, would you let someone borrow your cat?
Yeah, for sure.
For this scenario? Would
Absolutely.
You really?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if they asked just as nicely as this lady did in the ad, yeah, of course, why not? What's the worst that could happen? They would eat the cat?
I would do it.
There's a degree
of
crazy.
Only if I could figure out what gives cats diarrhea and then feed my cat that right before they get to the house.
Aww.
And so as soon as they sit down, as soon as they go to have lasagna, the big cat just starts diarrheaing everywhere. Just massive diarrhea.
Oh, wait, I was doing cat puke.
No, that's what butts sound like too. You were fine. You were doing a good job.
I think there's a large disconnect here between actual cats and Garfield, though. Because Garfield seems like approachable and you can like talk to him, but real cats.
Garfield's a total piece of have you not
Garfield is a douche.
He's the worst.
Yeah, I guess
approachable.
This is why Bill Murray played him.
Oh, Ash.
Right. I'm just saying like
you caught that,
these kids like Garfield, you know, and want to play with Garfield, but when they get an actual cat and the cat's like, I don't care about you. In fact, it might claw your eyes out.
They're going to hate it.
Yeah.
I love this connection you're making that the kids are like, they like Garfield. And when this cat walks in on all fours instead of on 2 feet like Garfield, like, this ain't Garfield. Mom, you're a liar. The hell's happening here?
That's what I'm saying. Mom is trying to pull one over on these kids. Like, this is the real Garfield. And the cat's not even on 2 feet.
The kids are like, have you not noticed this cat has normal size eyes? Garfield's eyes are massive. Massively disproportionate to the rest of his body.
You know what's hilarious? 2- and 4-year-olds believe that Mickey Mouse on TV is the same as a human-sized Mickey Mouse. So honestly, you can just dress as Garfield and come in and be like, I'm the real Garfield. So you don't need an actual cat.
Are you saying Mickey Mouse is not human size? Is that what you're implying?
Do we know how big Mickey Mouse really is?
Three feet tall.
Have you ever stood next to a human? In Cartoon Land?
Okay, well, in Disneyland, he's like really tall.
He's taller than me.
So.
Well, we know this. He's only half the size of Goofy, but Goofy's a big dog. So they're saying
Which is still not the size of a human.
But he'd be massive mouse if he was half the size of a dog.
Yes, but not the size of a human.
And why is Minnie taller than him? Does he have like little mouse
She's
syndrome?
She's got high heels on.
Oh,
she's got high heels
she does.
On.
That's a good point.
She does. Yep. How scared would kids be if a mouse that big walked in the house?
That would be terrifying. But Joe, half of a dog size does not equal a full human.
Well, no, because he's standing up on his hind legs.
Yes, and he's still half the size
of a dog.
That'd
be like a 2- or 3-year-old. That'd be the same.
Fine. That's not what I'm saying, though.
Humans are at one point are 2 and 3. They are, that's a full size.
Didn't I say an adult? Didn't I say adult? Or did I just say human?
I think
you
said human.
Awesome. I Googled how tall is Mickey Mouse, and there's like people that have done extensive research.
3'3". He's 3 feet 3 inches.
They've done extensive research.
It's ridiculous.
What is it?
I want to know.
So there's one that says he's 2 feet 3 inches, and then another one that says 2 feet tall, and Bugs Bunny's 3'3".
No, Bugs Bunny's way taller than that.
So apparently around two feet
Bugs
tall.
Bugs Bunny is way taller than 3 feet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
First of all,
Bugs Bunny's taller than Elmer
Fudd.
He's
taller than Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd's a man.
How tall is Elmer?
Elmer's not tall, though. Well, he might be,
but
you know.
3 feet? He'd be one of the shortest men in the world.
Google that, Ash. Google how tall is Elmer Fudd.
Elmer gives the impression that he's doesn't have the greatest posture, and he's maybe, you know.
Okay, wait a second. I just realized they do give a scale. They give a scale. His shotgun is probably almost as tall as him, so maybe he is 3 feet.
Yeah, he is a little guy.
Oh. I just realized that. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
3.5 feet tall.
Wow.
We are just blowing each other's minds right now.
That's Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Well, wait. But Bugs is taller than him, so he has to be taller than 3 feet.
Are we? Now, we're saying Bugs Bunny.
Unless they're measuring from the head.
That's right. Is it with the ears or just the head?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a dumb question. If I cut your head off,
your hair when your hair is like a foot tall, Joe? Like, if you tell people I'm 6'5".
Are you saying your hair and your ear are of the same quality?
The same?
Are you giving your ears a trim every month? Are you trimming your ears?
I mean, that's a good point.
However, though, Joe, you know, your eye, nose, and mouth level make a difference. So, I'm 6 feet tall, and then your eyes be like a foot lower than that.
Are you saying? That's the weirdest logic I've ever heard. I don't even know what you're saying. This doesn't make any sense. Why would my eyes be a foot lower than how tall I am? What is
if
going on?
If you're saying that you're 6 feet tall, but you're using your bunny ears as your example, you're not really 6 feet tall because your head, your eyes, and your mouth and all that stuff is at the same level as a 5-foot tall
person. First of all, It's a bunny, you It's not a human. Joe. I don't have 1 foot ears off the top of my head. I'm a rabbit. I am a rabbit. And by the my resting position is ears up for Bugs Bunny. That's his height.
Now, if you were measuring the height of a bunny, you would not measure from his ears down. You'd measure from the top of his head. Or you should.
From his navel? From his navel? No.
From the head, from the top of his head.
All right.
Because Gary, you're kind of being elitist. Like, you're measuring a bunny based on human standards.
Ooh.
Yeah. We base everything on human standards. Okay. That's how we base. Right?
Okay, listen.
I mean, that's how we measure
Gary,
everything.
Gary, I'm coming around to your position. I am. I'm coming around to your position. My problem is, why didn't you just say we should measure the bunny from the head down?
He did.
No. It took a long time to get there. He's like, if your eyes were a foot below your head, but you think you're 6 feet tall. But he's right.
He actually did start out by saying a head versus the ears.
I did say that.
Okay. So yeah, I did. I'm coming around. I think you're right. Okay. I think you're right, actually.
Whoa. Wow. History has been made. It made sense. Joe is coming around to Gary's point of view.
He's right. Okay. You're right, because that actually makes sense. You don't make sense, but that makes sense.
True story.
Good note to end on. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We know you have options on how you spend an hour. We thankfully
spent some breaking
with us.
News.
What?
Gallagher died.
Shut up.
Gallagher died.
Thanks for bringing that up at the end of our podcast.
I think
so
we should
funny.
All smash a watermelon in his honor.
Mm. No. I agree.
Well, thank you to Gallagher for all.
Yeah, it's how do we react to this?
I don't know.
I have no feeling about this at all.
I had to get it out there, guys.
Thank you to Gallagher for smashing watermelons and making comedy sticky for everyone for a really long time and really making a lot of money on one shtick.
Unlike Elon Musk.
Also, and for teaching guys with a horseshoe baldness to just wear a hat. And grow the sides out really long.
Awesome. That's true.
That's what he's done. That's his contribution.
Okay. Thank you, Gallagher.
Thanks also to people tweeting about the show, sharing on Facebook. Also, if you would take a minute to write a review on iTunes, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Also, you can support our podcast. There is a link in the text of this episode. You can click on that and support us. If you have an advice question, a news story, or some next door nonsense that you'd like to submit and be made fun of, send it to politicallycorrectedbasil@gmail.com.
You've been warned.
The Last Qumranian is a book written by Joe Basil, as well as Tin Cans, The Girl with Red and Black Hair, also written by Joe Basil.
Yeah, powerful.
That is also available on Audible, narrated by me, scored by Gary.
Yes, really good.
And Ashley listened to it.
It's so good, guys. You should listen to it and pretend you were a part of it.
Lisa's going to hate that I'm adding this because we don't have an official date, but we did get greenlit by Tubi for a movie Lisa and I did that Gary's new song is on. So it's going to be on Tubi.
Another one that I saw it. It's good.
Yeah, Gary's music was great.
My song's on it, but I haven't seen it. So,
listeners, we really like each other's things. That's what you can take
that
from
is
this.
So accurate. It's so awesomely accurate.
Wait, we like certain members' things.
Whoa, members?
Oh,
yep.
Man.
Also,
certain members
like it.
Gosh,
of things that have members on it.
Yep. So good.
Also, if you're looking for a production company in the Chicagoland area, check out Ashley's company at Bright Cap Entertainment.
Check out my thing.
Nice. I like it. That's true.
Also, listen to Gary's band.
How many members does your thing have?
Oh, that's your band. She's talking about your band. That has multiple members.
Okay. That's true.
Actually, it doesn't.
No, that's true. It doesn't.
It used to. And now he has a single member.
A single.
It's called Adams Tiny Empires. Member. It's on Spotify, Apple Music. You can follow him on Instagram. Check him out.
And be looking forward on our movie.
It's a lot better with just one member, just so you guys know.
Oh,
when it was more members.
Snap.
It was a lot of work.
How do you feel about that, Ashley?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Basically, Gary's underappreciating Ashley's member. So that's all that's what he's underappreciating.
That's right. He's been under the shadow of my member for way too long.
That's
oh
true.
My wow. Gosh. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Let's just get through this. Ready?
I'm impressed.
Every Saturday, 11 to noon Pacific time, Joe and Lisa are on the air, like legit radio, folks. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
KMJ News Talk Radio, 580 AM, 105.9 FM, and streaming at kmjnow.com.
That's right.
It's also available as a podcast. Joe and Lisa Basil on KMJ.
It's the only podcast I support.
Our theme song is titled
What?
Move.
Did you
have
she had like a brain fart or something.
What's going on?
And it's provided by the band A Gain of 10.
Mm-hmm. Used to have four members.
That's right.
Now it's memberless.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it.
No members.
I'm Lisa Basil.
And I'm Brittany from Google. So that's great.
I'm Gary.
You're Stephanie.
Stephanie from Google.
And you're Ashley.
And I'm Ashley. And my member is huge.
Oh.
Whoa. And now you've been politically corrected.
Thanks again for having me on the show, guys. Love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Hey, I'm okay.